I'm here with Josh Bledsoe, the Chief Operating Officer for the National FFA Organization. Josh, we have just opened up the 50th anniversary of the National FFA Career Expo. Tell us a little about this year's expo, why we're in Indianapolis.
Well, we're excited to be back in Indianapolis this year. Very happy for all the wonderful support from the city and state. And here at the expo, we have over 5 acres under roof of opportunities for students to explore in the field of agriculture, lots of colleges and universities. About 100 different colleges and universities are set up so students can see what options they have to further their education. And of course, a lot of our partners and folks in the ag industry from all across the United States are excited to see our FFA members and expose those opportunities in agriculture to them.
Agriculture has seen a lot of 50th anniversaries, the World Dairy Expo, Quarter Horse Congress, and now the National FFA Career Expo. What about the history? What's the background of our expo?
Yeah, so in 1966, Howard Williams, who was the National FFA president then, opened up the career show, cut the ribbon just like we did today, and there were about a couple of dozen exhibitors in there. And then by 1976, we had grown to 32 exhibitors. 10 of those were actually colleges and universities. To then today, 365 exhibitors, and as I said, about 100 of those are colleges and universities. So if you look at the size and you look at the growth, that's 1,000% growth since we've gotten started. So it's been a great 50 years of connecting students to those opportunities in agriculture.
Mr. Bledsoe, can you think of the oldest exhibitor that we have here in 2016, or maybe one that's been here quite a long time that's been a big supporter of FFA?
Yeah, we are really excited to promote our platinum partners. You know, think of John Deere, who has probably been here one of our longest standing sponsors. And so we're really proud to offer these opportunities for our partners to showcase what they're doing in agriculture, and for our students to really explore and see the connection for those partners and what they're interested in doing once they get out of high school.
Here this year at the expo, is there anything new or exciting that members should be checking out? Definitely, hopefully there's something fun out there.
Lots of fun. If you're looking for interactive, I think the expo is certainly going to get young folks in. We have lots of different exhibitors have interactive displays set up. I heard there might even be some custard in there. And if you go down the Hall of States, where our states are, you might have some really interesting activities that our state associations put on. And I can tell you, just the interaction and the networking, I think, is the really cool part that our students can experience once they're actually in the expo. And of course, lots of free giveaways for our students to take home.
Is the FFA Megastore back again this year?
Back and bigger than ever. We are excited to bring a lot of merchandise in to showcase what we're offering for our students, and of course about 34 other exhibitors in our shopping mall this year.
Once again, it's Josh Bledsoe, the Chief Operating Officer with the National FFA Organization. For FFA Today, I'm Thomas Shaw.